Good morning, everybody. Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Clint Davis, your host. Thanks for being with us. We'll get started in just a second. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his only Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ Jesus does not belong to him, but in Christ, if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. That was a little bit of a tongue twister there toward the end. Paul was making a distinction between walking in the Spirit of God and in faith in Jesus Christ, and walking outside of faith, walking in the spirit of the flesh. And so he talks about the idea here that we are walking in the Spirit of God. The emphasis of this passage is on the fact that, one, we are now no longer condemned before the presence of God. If we are in Christ Jesus, we are no longer condemned. That's an important point. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:17 says, "But God did not send his only Son into the world to condemn the world, for the world had condemned itself in its unbelief." But if we have come to faith in Jesus Christ, responded to the gospel, believed the gospel, repented of our sins, obeyed the gospel call, "Come to me," Jesus says, "and follow me, trust me and follow me," then we are no longer condemned. We stand in a place of righteousness before God. We stand in a right relationship, is the word I was looking for earlier. We stand in a right relationship with God. We are not condemned. Paul says, "I don't do the things I want to do. I do the things I don't want to do. I struggle with this body of death that I'm carrying around at the end of chapter 7. But he says, "Now there is now therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." We struggle on the outside, living out our faith. Our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak. But we are encouraged and comforted that we have the assurance that comes from Jesus, because there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We are saved by grace through faith. And the law of the Spirit of life has set us free. How do we know? Because God has set us free in the work of his Spirit, and he's indwelling us in his Spirit. If the Spirit of God dwells in his people, dwells in us through faith, then we are set free from the law of sin and death. We are walking in the Spirit of God. He dwells in us. Anyone who believes in Jesus, who's trusted in him, has received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so therefore, the Holy Spirit dwells within us, and he testifies to our hearts that we have been set free by Jesus. And we set our minds on the things of God, set our minds on the things of the Spirit. The more we grow in our relationship with God, the more we want to be like God. Not on the things of the flesh, not on the passions of the flesh, though we stumble at times, but as a whole, our lives are governed by the work of the Spirit, and our minds are set upon the Spirit and the law of the Spirit, the things of God. We are characterized by godliness and the pursuit of righteousness. Those who are not characterized by that, though they profess to be Christians, aren't Christians, because they don't have the Spirit dwelling within them. And so the Holy Spirit is dwelling within us, drawing us to himself, wooing us to himself, and giving us hope of eternal life. And that Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead is going to work within our hearts to give our mortal bodies the ability to walk in righteousness. So the more we grow and the more we set our minds on the things of God, the more the Spirit's going to work in our lives to make our lives testify to the reality of our call. And that's an important point. So don't lose heart today. Don't get discouraged because you may struggle with the sinful flesh. Know that if you've trusted Christ, the Spirit of God is dwelling in you and you're pursuing him and you're living in righteousness, that he will empower you to walk in righteousness more and more fully every day. Be encouraged and be thankful that there is now therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ. You have been set free through Jesus. If you don't know Christ, you can know him today by faith, by trusting in him and placing your life in his hands and so receive the freedom of his gift of grace. You guys have a great day. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.